Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing the escalation and impact of violence on children's protection, education, and health in Esmeraldas and Guayas regions of Ecuador. Part 1. General Context Overview. In Ecuador, escalating insecurity and violence have surged dramatically since the COVID-19 pandemic, driven primarily by the growing influence of transnational criminal organizations and gangs competing for control of drug trafficking routes, particularly in coastal regions such as Guayas and Esmeraldas. For decades, Ecuador has been viewed as a regional haven for refugees and migrants, known for hosting one of the largest refugee populations in South America. International aid organizations operated there, primarily to assist migrants and asylum seekers. Rising levels of violence have transformed Ecuador's humanitarian landscape, with the International Rescue Committee ranking it among the world's most severe and rapidly deteriorating humanitarian crises. The roots of Ecuador's current escalation in violence and insecurity can be traced back to the COVID-19 pandemic, which created economic pressure on its inhabitants and increased rates of multidimensional poverty in the country, from 35.7% on a national level in 2019 to 39.6% in 2021. Unemployment rates mirror this trend, reaching a peak of 5.2% in 2021, 1.3% higher than in 2018. The pandemic also provided fertile ground for the strengthening of ties between provincial and transnational criminal gangs in Albania, Colombia, and Mexico. Since 2019, Ecuador's expanding role in the global cocaine trade has aggravated national and regional security issues, driving competition between criminal gangs seeking to control lucrative routes and ports, fueling violence and instability in the region. Drug seizures indicate a significant rise in cocaine trafficking to Europe via Ecuador, with Guayaquil, Ecuador's largest port, in Guayas serving as a key transit point. Esmeraldas, with its extensive coastline and ports, attracts drug trafficking from neighboring Colombia. This convergence of illicit activities, including illegal mining and migration, fuels inter-gang competition over these territories, further endangering civilians. Ecuador's role in the global cocaine trade has intensified competition among criminal gangs, fueling violence that extends beyond drug trafficking into other illicit activities, such as land trafficking. In Durán, Guayas, the criminal ecosystem reflects this broader instability, with gangs exploiting vacant municipal lands in order to profit from illegal sales and eventual legalization. These criminal gangs, often linked to corrupt officials, not only control land transactions but also use their territories for extortion, drug sales, and other criminal enterprises. This convergence of land and drug trafficking underscores the deepening overlap between Ecuador's territorial disputes and its broader security challenges, further threatening the safety and well-being of civilians. Violent homicide rates soared in 2023, making Ecuador the country with the most homicides per capita in Latin America, rising from 13.7 per 100,000 people in 2021 to 25.9 in 2022. In 2023, the rate escalated further to about 45 per 100,000 inhabitants, marking an increase of more than 70% from the previous year. Over one-third of Ecuador's intentional homicides in 2024 have been concentrated in Zone 8, which includes cities strongly associated with insecurity and crime, including Durán, Guayaquil, and San Borondón, the latter of which has become a key port for international cocaine trade. The increase in violence and insecurity in Guayas and Esmeraldas has had significant effect on many children's safety and well-being. Children living in areas of intensified violence are at increased risk of forced displacement or other protection threats, ranging from association with criminal gangs to sexual exploitation. The weakened security situation has also reduced access to education and healthcare and aggravated risks to children's mental health. In January 2024, the escalation of violence led to the temporary closure of schools and a shift to online classes in Esmeraldas and Guayas, among other provinces, undermining school-based protection and children's right to education. Some children are at heightened risk of the impacts of violence, particularly when it comes on top of existing systemic discrimination that reinforces stereotypes and social exclusion, as is the case for children from Afro-Ecuadorian communities. Part 2, Drivers and Aggravating Factors. Ecuador's escalating violence stems from the combined effects of organized crime, transnational drug trafficking, a deteriorating prison system, militarization, economic downturn since COVID-19, and climatic effects, including electricity shortages since September 2024. The impact of violence and insecurity on children discussed in this report include 1. Increased risk of association with criminal gangs. 2. Increased risk of homicide. 3. Increased safety risks of children in detention and incarceration. 4. Increased risk of gender-based violence and 5. Increased risk of forced displacement. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.